This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. The U.S. economy added the fewest workers in 6 months in November, hindered by a resurgence in new COVID-19 cases that, together with a lack of more government relief money, threatens the recovery from the pandemic recession. Reuters' Conway G. Gittens reports.
Hiring slowed sharply in November. Employers added just 245,000 workers. That's the lowest rate of new hires in 6 months, according to Labor Department data released Friday. Throw in November's paltry employment gains, and America has yet to recover around 10 million jobs lost during the health crisis. The closely watched numbers also showed a surge in the number of Americans who are experiencing long periods of unemployment. The slowdown in hiring is the clearest signal of an economic rebound that has stalled. The nation's unemployment rate now stands at 6.7%.
That's Reuters' Conway G. Gittens. President-elect Joe Biden is predicting the economic crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic will only get worse if Congress doesn't act quickly to pass an aid bill. We get more from AP's Ed Donahue.
This is a dire jobs report.
The president-elect says as coronavirus cases and deaths go up and restrictions are back in place, the economy is stalling and there's no time left to lose.
If Congress and President Trump fail to act by the end of December, 12 million Americans will lose their unemployment benefits they rely on. Merry Christmas.
The president-elect is also worried about confidence in a vaccine once it's approved.
My taking the vaccine and people seeing me take that vaccine is going to give some confidence.
Biden also says he has seen no detailed plan by the Trump administration to distribute the vaccine. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The health officers in six San Francisco Bay Area counties have issued a new stay-at-home order as the number of virus cases surge and hospitals fill. The changes will take effect and last through January 4th. Dr. Chris Farnitano is the Contra Costa health officer.
I and other county health officers in the Bay Area don't think we can wait for the state's new restrictions to go into effect later this month. We must act swiftly to save as many lives as we can.
The order means restaurants will have to close both indoor and outdoor dining. Bars and wineries must close, along with hair and nail salons and playgrounds. Retail stores and shopping centers can operate with just 20% capacity. Gatherings of any size with people outside of one's own household are banned. The Pentagon said Friday it is pulling most U.S. troops out of Somalia. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
Continuing a late-term push to withdraw U.S. troops from potential hotspots overseas, President Donald Trump has ordered the withdrawal of most U.S. troops in Somalia. The Pentagon did not provide details, but said in a statement Friday, a majority of the approximately 700 troops in Somalia will be pulled out in early 2021. The U.S. troops have been training and advising local forces that have been fighting the Al-Shabaab extremist group for years. Just last week, a Defense Department watchdog report said U.S. Africa Command considers Al-Shabaab to be Africa's most dangerous and imminent threat. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Friday said Iran was desperately signaling its willingness to return to the negotiation table to get sanctions relief. In a virtual address to a Middle East security summit, Pompeo defended Washington's maximum pressure campaign, which opponents have widely criticized as failing to change Tehran's behavior while increasing hardships for Iran's people. U.S. sanctions have crippled the Iranian economy, but so far have not led to the opening of a negotiation for a new nuclear deal between Iran and the United States. President Donald Trump withdrew the United States from the previous Iran nuclear deal. President-elect Joe Biden, who is set to take office on January 20th, has said he will return the United States to the Obama-era deal if Iran resumes compliance with the agreement. French President Emmanuel Macron has credited the good behavior of the French for a recent improvement in coronavirus numbers in the country. Macron also took the opportunity to send a message of solidarity to Italy, which he said was suffering from nearly as many deaths per day as during the first wave. He cautioned French citizens.